This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. With day one of the Lower Kuskokwim School District basketball tournament wrapped up, we know which teams are advancing to the semifinals. For the girls, the Nutok Lady Jaegers, Shefornik Lady Shamans, Kipnuk Lady Falcons, and the Tuksuk Bay Lady Islanders are advancing in the winner's bracket. For the boys, it's the Napatuk Wolves, Shefornik Shamans, Tuksuk Bay Islanders that beat their opponents yesterday. Games start at 8:45 a.m. for teams that lost yesterday, and the semifinals will begin at 3:45 p.m. And in more basketball news, all the players here in Bethel for the Lower Kuskokwim School District's basketball tournament love basketball. But how much? Enough to sit on a snow machine sled for 9 miles every day to get to practice? Enough to live in a different village from your family so you can play? KYUK's Greg Kim talked to some of the Nutok Lady Jaegers who love basketball that much.
Every day after school in Muksevik, Nutok Lady Jaegers head coach Jimmy Charles Jr. gets ready to go to basketball practice. Three girls on his team made the move to the new village with him last fall, but most of the team and the gym they practice in are back in Nutok. So Jimmy loads up his snow machine. One of the girls rides shotgun, but the other two aren't so lucky.
I got two of them on my sled. They're sleeping in a sled.
Worst 30 minutes of my life.
Charlotte Charles describes that sled ride.
It was tiring at first. You go over to Nutok practice, you're sore, and then you go on a bumpy ride. It was tiring.
But there are days that journey gets even harder. Charlotte says the weather between the coastal village sites of Muktavik and Nutok can become severe. On one trip, she wondered if they should have stayed home.
One time I got a frostbite.
Really?
Yeah. It was scary. Because my baby brother was in front of me. And maybe we weren't even halfway, he got cold. Along the way, he started shaking.
Charlotte said she couldn't see anything during that ride.
But I'm glad my coach had a GPS.
There's another Lady Jaeger, Erin Carl, whose parents also moved to Muktavik. But Erin didn't want to commute between the two villages for basketball practice, so she made the decision to stay behind in Nutok with her grandparents.
It's a busy place to stay.
Erin says the house has 10 people in it, with 2 bedrooms, neither of which are hers.
I sleep in random places.
Even though Erin misses her family during the week, this allows her to play more basketball, which for now is the most important thing for her. Basketball aside, though, she's excited to go live in Muktavik.
It's beautiful, staying over at Muktavik.
On top of a hillside view of the river, Muktavik has roads, a laundromat, and bigger houses than Nutok. What the new village doesn't have right now is a basketball gym. But that won't stop the girls living there from playing the game they love. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And moving on to sled dog news, this year the conditions on the Iditarod Trail are reminding old-timers of what it used to be like back in the last century. Mark Nordman, the race marshal for the Iditarod, has been in charge for breaking the trail for 30 years, and he says this time there is plenty of snow.
And this might be a bit of an exaggeration, but it's pretty much one trench trail from Skwetna to Ruby.
That's about half the trail. The snow is so deep along the trail that moose are going to want to use it along with the dog teams. Mushers are going to have to keep a sharp lookout, and the snow is deep enough that they may need to move the required snowshoes to the top of the bag. In prior years, temperatures were so warm that trail breakers were forced to move the trail across Norton Sound onto the shore. This year, it's back to the old trail, across the ice.
We'll go across there, and even out of Elam right now, we're on the ice. We're coming out of Elam and then going up the hill and over Little McKinley down to Golovin, so yeah.
Nordman says it's true that things can change and probably will, and when they get to know, mushers will be complaining that the trail was not at all like what he told them. But for now, things look great.
Somebody's going to go on that roll, that golden ride, that everything just clicked. So is it going to be slower? Possibly some, but really with these people that are trying to win it, nothing really stops them anymore.
Mushers start out on the Iditarod Trail Sunday in Willow after the ceremonial starts Saturday in Anchorage. And current Iditarod champion Pete Kaiser is gearing up for another bid at winning the 1,000-mile sled dog race. While Pete Kaiser's busy schedule didn't allow him to sit down for an interview before he headed off to Anchorage, he did give a hint of how training was going for him just before the start of the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race in January.
Had a good enjoyable year. Not a whole lot changed, but definitely more recognition and more opportunity. But we've tried to stay as focused as possible on our main goal of putting together a good dog team this year and not getting distracted by things that come along with winning Iditarod.
Winter started slowly in Bethel. Icy rain coated streets in the tundra in November, keeping Pete indoors for much of the month. Finally, around mid-December, temperatures dipped way below zero and stayed there, freezing pipes and the Kuskokwim River, the main race route for the K300. For the main part of January, Kaiser trained with his father, Ron Kaiser, on snow machines.
And I had a new snow machine this year that had 0 miles in November, and when we started using it, I think I've got 1,400 miles on it, which is almost all dog training miles. So
Pete hasn't had a handler this year, so his father, Ron, stepped in to help him out. Ron says nothing has really changed since Pete's Iditarod win, but he wants to make sure that his son gets that second Iditarod championship.
I wanted him to be as strong with his team in defending his championship. So I just didn't want him to be, behind the eight ball training-wise.
Ron ran some of Pete's dogs in the Bogus 150 while Pete ran the Kuskokwim 300. Pete won that race for the fifth time while maintaining a comfortable lead in front of 2019 K300 champion Matt Fahler. Now it remains to be seen if he can get that second Iditarod championship amid a very competitive field that includes fellow Yukon Kuskokwim Delta mushers Richie Deal and Jessica Klaika, and some of the best trail conditions that race officials say the Iditarod has seen in years. Pete Kaiser will be heading out on the trail fairly early in the lineup this weekend. He drew bib number 9, meaning he will be the 8th musher heading out on the trail. The lineup traditionally includes an honorary musher in the first position. This year, it is Gail Phillips, who helped to do just about everything in the early days of the race, including making trail markers. She later served in the state legislature as Speaker of the House. Aniak musher Richie Deal is not far behind Kaiser in the lineup. He drew bib number 16. Jessica Klaika, who grew up in Bethel and now works as a vet in Wasilla, is much further back in the pack. She drew bib number 41. There's a total of 57 mushers headed out on the Iditarod this weekend. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.